It is like this no matter where, in heaven or Rupa Brahma or hell or anything, visible objects that can be seen, that's all. And the ideas about different things comes from memory of the shape and form of different colors which has been seen, that's all. And all realities cannot belong to anyone, since each one arises and falls away in split seconds, nothing left. So where are we just thinking about everything which has arisen and fallen away, or that which hasn't come yet, not understanding reality right now as it is? So what Panya can know is just reality right now, one day, after hearing, after considering, after knowing that awareness is now, begin to be aware and understand visible object as just a reality. We talk about not paying attention to shape and form, but how can it be? Because citta arises and falls away in succession, from sense door to mind door. How can anyone stop that process? Impossible. But the development of understanding can begin to really understand that how can visible object be someone or something? It's like hardness. How can it be table or chair? Because the characteristic of that reality is just hard, only hardness. It's like visible object. It's just that which can be seen. But it brings more story, the outside story, whole day, whole life, by not knowing the truth of visible object as it is, that it does not stay, it cannot stay. It's as short as other rupa. By knowing where are we and how much ignorance and how no understanding about realities can condition just a little bit of understanding little by little, relaxingly, because at that moment it eliminates hope and desire and expectation by itself. Otherwise there's no way not to think, not to expect, not to cling. Without understanding is impossible. We can see the difference between moment with awareness and moment without awareness. At moment without awareness, it seems like we live in the same world of people and things. But at moment of being aware, different world. And it begins to be quite different, because there is no one from each doorway, only one characteristic at a time appearing to Panya. By then one can understand what is meant by each different characteristic of reality appear one at a time only. No connection with the idea about what we used to take for I or thing or people.
So we can say that it's by not understanding, because there's a lack of understanding, that there are ideas about how the practice should be done and where to go and what should be done.
One reads the Pitaka by one's own imagination or expectation or thinking. One just take a part or just a sentence, and then one's own idea comes in all the time. But actually it's not like that. When there is the understanding of realities, one knows what Dhamma is. And by knowing that, one knows what is the development of understanding. Meditation? No. What is meditation? Why go to other place? Because this moment is Dhamma, the same, no matter where. Seeing is the same. And what motivates one's deeds and acts to live and to go somewhere else, not understanding reality right now. So one waits to know. Waiting and waiting and waiting.
But a person who has this understanding, Ajahn, still has conceptual understanding in the sense of, but they would know that's a glass, but they also know it's a visible object.
It's like usual in a day that this is a glass. But there are moments with understanding that is seen. Yeah, just object that is seen. And what is true?
Visible object, of course.
Right. Mm-hmm. That is, one has to be so very truthful to develop understanding of reality right now. Otherwise, impossible to know anything. How can one know that which hasn't come yet, that which hasn't appeared now? See, impossible.
And that appreciation of right now also comes with development. Because in the beginning it's usually about something that's gone.
And it's not the self who knows, see. It has to go with all kusala moments and kusala dhammas like sati and panya. That's why by understanding this, awareness can arise. Be aware of reality right now.
But initially, only very briefly, is Arahata.
Even with everyone will become Arahata so soon. Yeah. As soon as there is sati, which is impossible. And if anyone says that he knows a lot, but he doesn't know this moment, is it true? Can it be panya when there is no understanding of reality right now?
Religions have been founded with millions of followers just based on concept, but with ignorance of the moment.
Based on the perception of some people and ideas built upon that perception.
Everything.
So it doesn't matter who will believe it or who would be interested in the teachings. Mm. It depends on the individual's accumulation. What about oneself?
Concern about whether other people are interested can also take away from understanding Dhamma too.
Because there's somebody still and people around, not the moment of reality. Yeah.
In the end, we don't know our own chittas and keep on talking about others.
Right.
It's lonely to be alone.
No, not really.
No.
Not really?
Not for me.
Not I.
Yeah, there's no I to be lonely about.
Yeah. Lose everything that we take for self or belongs to self.
No need to rush.
Impossible to rush.
Well, I think it's very freeing, as we were mentioning earlier, when it comes back more and more to just present reality.
For example, nobody can get rid of anxiety or worry. But whenever there is awareness, it's gone completely, because there is nothing but a reality. And that's the best thing in one's life, from life to life. The savana nuttariya. Savana, listen, and anuttariya, the best of all, the best of the best. Like tasana nuttariya, tasana is seeing, okay. The best of the best. There are six altogether, anuttariya, including the understanding of seeing.
Back to loneliness, right?
Yeah. It's real. A moment of akusala, yeah? But understanding can see that no one there, yeah. The only way, the only path, yeah. Mm-hmm. Better than any comfort, yeah.
Loneliness
would
be
closer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You pass days and you have actually no one to speak to, not by choice. It's I get contemplated. It arises in my condition. It's easy to see that it's coming from ignorance. I can recognize that. But nevertheless, there could be a moment, oh, there's no one here.
And then when one knows that only understanding is the only refuge.
But it's a fairly common human phenomenon.
That's why Buddha taught about living alone, see, with understanding. Otherwise it's sad to live alone.
Helpful when it's born by choice.
Whenever understanding is there, it's the best.
Yeah.
Doesn't everyone live alone?
Yes.
Seeing alone, hearing alone, thinking alone, eating alone, sorry alone, everyone, just alone, with the ideas of many people in the world or around us. So one is not alone as long as there is visible object, sound, smell, taste.
These are the guests.
Yeah.
The uninvited guests.
What is so close to everyone?
Jitta.
And? Lobha. Always there. Never leave one alone.
Regardless of whether one's with or without people.
And isn't it said that the visible object and the sense door objects are like robbers? Have I got that right?
When it's at Kusala Javana.
Why is that? Do you remember, Ajahn?
Is it good to have it? Yeah.
To have that Kusala.
Or conditions for Agusala. But Lopa like it so much.
Yes.
Yeah.
As we know, and as you've been saying this morning, visible object is conditioned for seeing. And after the sense door process, the visible object appears to the mind door process, like the photocopy or the image appears in the mind door process. Now, it says that still visible object is prenascence condition in the mind door process in the Visuddhimagga, but it's fallen away.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So one begins to understand what's meant by sankhara nimitta.
Yes. But in the passage and the conditions in the Visuddhimagga and Tika, it mentions the visible object by prenascence condition is still a condition not only for the sense door process but also the following mind door process.
By
prenascence condition.
Pakatupanisya pachya or aramana pachya?
No, by purijata pachya.
Yes, but by way of Pakatupanisya or what? Because even Upanisya Pachya must be the previous, not the present one.
Present one, okay. Mm-hmm. Of course, because the visible object has fallen away, so it can't be just by Purijata. And then the same question arose for eye base, because again, eye base is a necessary condition for seeing consciousness. Also by having previously arisen, but when the visible object appears in the following mind or process, the eye base has already fallen away, so how can it
nothing
be Purijata?
Nothing to do. As Pakatupanisya, anything which is previous can be Pakatupanisya.
Yeah. So even though it's under the heading of Purijata, it means by Pakatu.
Yeah.
Okay, because it had arisen previously. Thank you. It's a good example of how one can read a commentary or anything and get a wrong idea, or it always has to conform with the Abhidhamma as a whole, and yes.
Purijata means it's arisen before and hasn't fallen away yet, right?
Exactly.
It has to be there
also,
but not fallen away yet.
Exactly. So in the sense door process, of course, visible object and eye base have to have already arisen and still be there at the moment of seeing consciousness. And there was one section on Purijata Pachya, and it said by Purijata Pachya, by prenascence condition, visible object and eye base not only are the prenascence condition for seeing in the sense door process, but also in the following mind door processes. So that was my question. That's what it said. But Khunsu Chin is saying, even though it says Purijata, actually it's by Pakadupan. Yeah.
Next line, what would be your language?
Who knows?
Maybe no language at all.
So what you're thinking about in this world, completely gone with the language.
But the dhammas will be arising in passing away.
The understanding of dhamma is accumulated. Because the understanding of Dhamma is beyond the words. So some people will say, if I use the wrong term, can that be this? For example, can it be visible object or the eye base? Not knowing the term for each one, but the experiencing of that object is the experiencing of that object. That's why no matter in what language, the experiencing is the experiencing, the understanding is the understanding of realities.
So nationality will be lost, personality will be lost, what you call the body, language, friends, everything. But the tanya or whatever accumulation there is of understanding,
Kusala,
that will be
Kusala.
Relevant.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's there. So it's beyond imagination, the moment of birth consciousness. No place, no room, because no rupa at all, but what is accumulated is there. Everything from eons and eons, ready to condition vipaka or kusla or akusla at different times. And by experiencing that citta, or the cittas at that moment, one can see that no body there, only that element which can experience an object and falls away. And what is your previous language in last life? Who knows? See?
A lot of people think, though, that if they read or study the texts in Pali, they can get closer to the real meaning of the teachings.
In the old days, Pali is spoken, is used without any grammar. So is it possible just to know the grammar, how this word comes from what root and so forth, can bring about the understanding of realities? Because we can use very simple word, no understanding of grammar way at all, to understand reality right now. For example, seeing. We don't know why do we have to use the ing and see. See? But seeing the characteristic, that reality which now sees, is real. No matter if we use this word or other word.
The Buddha also advised us to always look for what is real. So it doesn't matter what it's called if we're looking for what is real.
And those who studied Pali in Thailand, many people do not understand Dhamma. Even they can translate Pali term like nama and rupa. In some English words, I think they translate as shape and form for nama and rupa.
No, for rupa.
For rupa. And for nama?
Consciousness. Or mind and matter.
Mentality.
But in some book, shape and form for rupa. And nama, I think name for nama,
name
and form. And name is the word, like name, proper
name. Name is a very wrong translation.
For some reason they transliterated nama into name.
Well, there are two meanings of nama, actually. That's the reason, because nama can mean name. So one meaning is name, and one meaning is nama, as we use it.
They use the meaning of name.
Yeah. We should consider, read the sutras, read the Abhidharma, and spend time with Dharma friends in our, if we make choices of what to do in our conventional life. But there's nothing special to do at the same time, correct?
By conditions.
So my conditions are
the more there is the understanding of conditions, the more we'll come back to this very moment.
The conditions are different, not mine.
Anything that can help one to have better understanding of realities right now.
It's very reassuring that every moment arises by conditions, and the conditions could be favorable for more understanding. Possibilities there, whatever we're doing.
It comes back to the understanding. On the other hand, we have friends from long ago who listened to Dharma and then went off and then basically don't listen for a long time. So then it's a kindness to encourage them to come and listen some more and discuss Dharma, I think. Because sometimes I think we don't realize how much we need to listen or hear
about. It arises by conditions. That kindness arises. It's not your kindness, it's condition.
And we don't know whether it works.
No.
In fact, it could be the opposite.
Yeah. But again, we just do our best, that's it, and leave the rest.
And one realizes that that is the best thing in one's life, the understanding.
Well, we were certainly like that when we left Bangkok. We didn't hear of a transition again until the internet. I mean, we thought we had lost contact. We had books, but we didn't have anybody else around.
The Google conditions.
And one day, looking on the internet, Tom found Ajahn Sufian's name.